on bright and early. So glad you were able to join us. And it does feel a little bit like my dissertation defense. I have two of my members here, but I'm really excited to be here to share with you just a portion of the dissertation because that took a few hours to go through. And I really and particularly want to talk to, skip the slide, but anyway, talk to you about the importance of spirituality and looking at another dimension of health as it relates to maternal child health and health of women during pregnancy. And so this was from my dissertation that stretched over the years 2005 and 2006 at the University of South Carolina with the Institute for Partnerships to Eliminate Health Disparities and Palmetto Healthy Start. And as we've talked already, my co-authors are Dr. Catherine Luchok, Dr. Sandra Glover in the back, and Dr. Christine Calderon. And the purpose of this particular study was to determine the role of holistic factors during pregnancy among Palmetto Healthy Start participants. And as we know, in looking at research with maternal and child health, that pregnancy and childbirth are two complex areas of medicine and research. And despite the extensive evaluation and understanding of the etiology of prematurity and low birth weight, it's still somewhat incomplete. We know the factors, the biophysical factors that accomplish or that enhance women during pregnancy or also impede women in having healthy babies, but some of those interventions have had limited success. So with all the research studies, it is still a mystery of the individual and combination of factors associated with pregnancy complication and experiencing adverse birth outcomes. So what I wanted to look at was the combination, the individual and the combination of holistic factors, and looking specifically at the biophysical, the body, so the health conditions and health behaviors. So some of the pre-existing conditions that a woman may have, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, etc., but also the behaviors. You know, does she smoke? Is she drinking alcohol, etc.? But what about the psychosocial aspect of it, the mind? Because oftentimes we think things in the mind and they manifest itself in the body. So some of the perceptions, you know, the stress associated with that, the depression, and there are a few studies that have looked at that already. But in particular for this study, the spirituality, the spirit, the beliefs, the interconnections to a higher power. And so what is the spirituality construct? That's always the debatable question. Are you looking at religiosity? Are you looking at spirituality? And what we're interested in is more so the spiritual domain that's intended to measure the individual perception of the transcendent, whether it's God, Allah, the divine, a higher power, etc. How do you live your daily life in the connection to the transcendent? So it's very distinct from religiosity. It's not how many times that you perform a different ritual or how often do you attend a service, but how is it connected or how do you make the connection in your daily life? So the study population that I looked at over the year period was Palmetto Healthy Start participants. And Healthy Start is a national initiative funded by the Department of Health and Human Services. And this particular entity is in Columbia, South Carolina, and it serves two counties in Richland and Fairfield counties. And the goal is to reduce infant mortality, low birth weight, and preterm infants. And this particular population were served through resource mothers who were lay persons that are trained to take an assessment of the physical being of the person and also some of the psychosocial issues such as housing and food and prenatal care of each participant that enrolled in the program. And they also work with social workers. So the population of the Healthy Start initiative from 2002 to 2005, just to give you an overview, they served about almost 4,000 participants and about 77% are Medicaid recipients, the average age of 23, their income is about 2,700, and they're primarily African American of 85%. So my methodology of this particular portion of the dissertation was a cross-sectional study, really just taking a snapshot of women that entered Palmetto Healthy Start, and I looked at the accrual between September 2005 to March of 2006, and these were all pregnant women that enrolled in the program. And so what happened? When they entered the program, they completed a battery of services and surveys, and the body assessment was taken by the social worker as well as the resource mother regarding their participant identification form, which is basically the demographics, as well as their participant risk assessment and their update forms, which is any result of pregnancy if they had a miscarriage or, of course, if they had the baby. And then the mind aspect, these four surveys, the Perceived Stress Survey, the CESD, which is the Depressive Symptoms Survey, as well as the Social Support Survey and Everyday Discrimination Surveys, were all collected when they entered the program. The Spirit Survey, or the Daily Spiritual Experience Survey, was a new survey that was added for this dissertation. So again, it was kind of capturing a holistic look of the person when they entered the program. And so this was a model that I developed along with my committee members to look at the relationship among spirituality as well as the mind factors and the body factors, and how they worked individually and collectively during pregnancy. And the second part of the project that we're not going to talk about today was looking at the birth outcomes. So in particular the spirituality, I was interested in how was the spirit related to the mind and the aspects of the stress, depressive symptoms, social support, and perceived everyday discrimination, as well as how was the spirit related to the body factors, pre-existing medical conditions and health behaviors, as well as how was spirituality related to any of the social demographic control variables. So my sample size, there were 163 women, the average age, and this is similar to the previous slide that looked at the general demographics over the two-year time span. Average age of women, about 23, and majority, 89%, African-American, majority are single, education, 51%, completed less than 12th grade, and a little over 62% were Medicaid recipients with an average income of $2,600. And just to give you a general descriptive statistics of the variables, and in particular the daily spiritual experience variable, of 142 women that completed that survey, the mean was 34.3 with a range of 15 to 90 as far as those individuals that looked at their daily spiritual experiences. And again, lower scores equal lower or higher daily spiritual experiences. So theirs was pretty moderate. And looking at this perceived stress and depression, they were on average a moderate range of scores for the depression, perceived stress, pretty high social support, and the everyday discrimination was pretty low, which is good. Higher scores or lower perceptions of everyday discrimination. And just quick correlations as far as daily spiritual experiences, definitely a relationship with social support. And so as social support increases, daily spiritual experiences decreases. And again, the lower daily spiritual experiences scores is correlated to higher spiritual experiences. So that's a direct relationship. And p-value of 0.02. So looking at the biophysical dimension, of course, it's interesting with this population, out of 163 women, zero reported any health behaviors such as smoking or drinking during pregnancy or having any problems with domestic abuse or violence. Again, it's self-report, so that's a drawback with this particular study. But at the same time, about 35.2% were in the high-risk category. So they either had high blood pressure, vaginosis, diabetes, and you can see the list here. So the research findings for spirituality and how it relates to health of women during pregnancy, basically what was the relationship among the spirit and the mind factors, and women who had higher social support had higher spirituality. So there was a direct relationship, a correlation between their social support, and they found it through their spirituality. And the second question was not answered because there was no relationship between the biophysical and spirituality for this group of women. However, what was the relationship among spiritual factors and the social demographics? And the conclusion was that women who were older age made higher money or higher income and were on non-Medicaid status had high spirituality. So some of the limitations of the study were the sample size. It's a pretty small group of women. The administration of the surveys was conducted on their first prenatal visit. So that can kind of set up a barrier where social workers or resource mothers have not established rapport, and so they may not answer to the best of the truth or their knowledge. There's a barrier that could be an issue for some women reporting their data. And of course, self-reported data, you always want to have the bias again, of wanting to look good in front of the person that's providing services, even though they were assured that their services would not be jeopardized no matter what they disclosed. Again, non-reported health risk behaviors, that's a limitation of the study. And also the use of higher level statistical analysis. I use multiple regression and correlations, but in the future I'm planning to use path analysis to see what's the definitive relationship between some of these variables, and also looking at structural equation modeling. But some of the strengths of the study, really to investigate that other factor that's missing oftentimes in research, the spirituality no one wants to touch and they're not sure how to measure it. But using the daily spiritual experience survey amongst this population really shows that it can really move the research further in looking at the other dimension of health. So it adds to the current literature and understanding the factors both individually and collectively that affect women during pregnancy. And of course, this is going to lead to other methods of research. Really want to do some qualitative work to find out the why and the how. What's the specific connection between the spirituality and social support? We know there's a relationship, but what interventions can we put into place? Who can we partner with? And how can we eventually enhance Palmetto Healthy Start program services? So in capturing what is the final model that you can leave with as far as health of women during pregnancy, there is a relationship among social support and spirituality for this group of women, and looking at the mind factors. So no matter what barriers may be, whether there's a perception of stress or they're moderately or somewhat moderately depressive symptoms, and if there's a perception of everyday discrimination, their social support and spirituality acted as a buffer. So additional research implications. Definitely needed a larger sample size to include a mixed method research design, and needing to investigate spirituality as its effects on health long term, and of course looking at the health of women throughout the lifespan, prior to pregnancy, during, and then of course as it relates to the birth outcomes. And then in investigating the health status of use of holistic health among a diverse group of African American women. Again, with Healthy Start, you have women that are, certain socioeconomic status, majority of them were Medicaid recipients, so it would be good to have a diverse group of African American women as well. And then some of the practical implications focus again on the mind, body, spirit, that connection, because we can't just focus on one and not the other, but looking at it individually and collectively. And as I mentioned earlier, as far as the potential partnering with the community, some of the faith-based organizations, pastoral care in the hospital, and some other nonprofit organizations as well. And then so what are the lessons that we've learned? Again, prenatal health and health throughout the lifetime. Spirituality is an important dimension to research and potentially incorporate aspects into program planning and to enlist a multifaceted community model approach. It's not going to be just social workers or public health practitioners, but also laypersons that are involved in making a difference. So finally, increasing spiritual resources and social support services prior to and during pregnancy can potentially improve health promotion efforts for pregnant women. And then this is my contact information. I know you can ask questions at the end of the conclusion of all speakers, correct?
Yes. Okay.
Sure. I have another presentation at 4:30 on Tuesday, which will show you the entire dissertation. It's still in brief. I mean, it's not going to be a few hours, but it'll tell you more about the mind dimensions, as more about the biophysical dimension as well. But it'll give you the total picture of the entire study. Thank you.